Welcome to Insider's Guide to the Other Side, a production of iHeartRadio.
Hi, y'all. I'm Julie.
Hi there. I'm Brenda. Welcome to Insider's Guide to the Other Side.
Now, y'all need to know that we're obsessed with everything on the other side.
Yes, we are. Because once you learn to navigate the energetic, or to some, the invisible world, life is going to be more fun and much more serene.
Heck yes, it can. Because let's be honest, Bryn, Earth School is hard. In fact, you taught me that.
Let's crush Earth School together.
Hello, hello, my technically challenged witchy boo. How the fuck are you?
Y'all, I am a technical hot mess, okay? Just own it and apologies. She's got to deal with my ineptitude.
Yeah, seriously. Oh my God.
Erskine.
So not only does my witchy poo have technical difficulties, I'm in a very funny location.
Yeah, you are.
I am recording today in a bathroom.
So we all have our, you know, things to deal with here.
I don't know. Mine's pretty good.
I think it's important to set the context and let them know it is not a public bathroom. So I just want to say that.
Oh, I think actually I want to tell them it is a public bathroom. It makes it way more fun. Like, can you imagine me sitting in a stall, like drop trow, sitting there with my knees up and with my headset in, talking from a stall at Bucky's. And it's like, hey, Witchy Poo, what's up? And then like echoing through a stall. That would actually be amazing. Can we do that?
No, we cannot.
Oh, well, listen, I am.
At least you had your headset in. So there you go.
Yeah, right. And like you. So I am recording from a fabulous bathroom. In fact, it's so fabulous you thought that aliens beamed me up because I wasn't here when you first logged in because you were so late.
I had traffic problems on top of technical problems. Literally, I thought I knew she was traveling, right? And so I log in, I got this vacuous place, you know, with no elf. And it looks like a fancy, you know, elevator bank. You know how they have glass, you know, so you can watch the elevator and everybody riding in it. That's what I'm looking at. I'm thinking, maybe she's recording in the hotel lobby. Like, I couldn't figure it out. Like, I had no idea what was going on. She's like, no, I have fancy friends who have fancy bathrooms.
Right. And fancy friend is one of Suzanne's oldest and dearest friends named Pamela, who lives on the Space Coast of Florida, she and her husband, and they've been friends for 40 years at least.
It's so nice.
It's lovely. And actually watching those two say hello was like, made my heart just explode. They were so happy to see each other. And it's the greatest moment. And so Pamela's letting me record in her bathroom because other rooms were a little on those noise, different things, right? I mean, we both know how hard it is to find a quiet spot.
Yes.
So the bathroom was the best bet. So that's where I am. But before we go any further, I do have to tell a story about Suzanne and I getting to Florida.
It was okay.
Hilarious.
Adventure, no doubt.
It feels like every time I step foot out of the house, which isn't very often these days, is an adventure. And it is worth talking about. So we were outside. We were driving here from Arkansas, and we were on the other side of Birmingham, Alabama. Needed gas, needed a potty. So there is this huge, like, mega road stop, truck stop, grocery store oasis called Bucky's. And it's the Bucky the Beaver. Everybody knows I'm putting my fingers in front of my mouth like I said the buck teeth. So it's like Bucky's. And the plan was we needed to get gas. And so Suzanne was like going to go potty, do her thing. And I was going to pump the gas, clean the windshield, again, get these terrible bugs, southern bugs the size of airplanes off the damn windshield. So Suzanne goes into the store. I watch her walk in. I'm pumping gas. Both the dogs are in the car. Next thing I know, I hear a click. Rebel stepped on the door lock button and locked us out of the car.
You have to tell them, like, Rebel is not a Great Dane.
Rebel's 7 pounds.
She's tiny. She's just itty bitty. And she locked the door.
She locked
us out of the car. She's like, I've had enough of this bullshit.
She's like, fuck y'all. Ha ha ha. So I hear the doors lock and I have this panic run from like the tip of my toes up to the top of my head.
Your babies are locked in the car. Like,
my babies are locked in the car and we're in Birmingham, Alabama. I mean, let me just add that. So I stomp around the car going, fuck, 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 fuck. You can see me doing that. Fuck, fuck, fuck. And my hair is all a mess. It's all windblown. I probably have clothes on and worn for 2 days. So I'm like, I see a guy on this big cart, because here's the good news that we're in Buc-ee's. Buc-ee's is like its own town. I mean, it's weird. It's people love it. I get it. It's like it probably has its own zip code, but I think it has its own, like, I don't know, maintenance department. It's weird. So this guy comes over on a big old golf cart, and I don't know what the hell he was doing. I wave him down. Here I am, of course, masked up. So they think I'm an alien because it's Alabama with a mask. Hey. And I'm like, I said, my dog locked us out of the car. And he looked at me and I said, I'm not drunk.
That is the appropriate follow-up line.
But I would really like to be at this point. So he goes, get a manager. Anyway, all this chaos happens. And so I go inside. And then as I come back out, I see these two big police Suburbans. And I'm like, yes. So I like stand in front of these cop cars waving my arms because it's an emergency. Sookie's stuck in a car. And so, and the keys were in there. Everything was in there. No phone, no keys. Like I had a credit card that I paid for the gas with, and maybe a $20 bill stuck in my bra. Like that's all I had. So I tell him, I'm like, my dog locked us out of the car. Of course, they told everybody. And he goes, well, I don't have a kit. I'm like, okay, I'll figure something out.
Get one. Yeah, that would be my first chance.
Well, he did. So 5 minutes later, he and see another cop car pulling behind him. He goes, my buddy has a kit. I go, great. I now know, by the way, how to break into a car. So if you ever need it, I'm going to go find that damn kit. I can get into a car. I watched. I took notes in my head, so I might not do it right, but I know how to get into a car.
Can you move so I can videotape that?
If I had my phone, I would have. Seriously. But I remember how to do it. So I learned. So thanks to Rebel, I learned a new skill to break into a car. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus, Lord Almighty.
And thank you, Buc-ee's expansive staff, it sounds like.
Seriously. Anyway, so we're in Florida.
Despite Rebel's best efforts to hijack.
Exactly. So speaking of hijacking, I'm going to hijack the show really quick for a break, and then we're going to come back with a really fantastic question.
Excuse me?
Yeah, right? That's what you get for being late. I call breaks.
Okay. Be right back.
Almost 12,000 people are homeless in Greater Seattle. Gareth is one of many who found a new life through Seattle's Union Gospel Mission.
Growing up, I experienced a lot of physical and emotional abuse. I was very depressed and anxious all the time, and I didn't know how to control those emotions. I started using drugs on the weekends just to go out and have fun. But slowly over time, it became the only thing that mattered. Meth and heroin controlled my life for many, many years. What actually saved me was going to jail. It gave me time to get sober and see the bigger picture. God blessed me through the Mission's prison ministry. If it wasn't for the Mission, I wouldn't be here telling you my story. They made it possible for me to get my life back together.
And grace will lead me home.
To hear more, volunteer, or donate, visit ugm.org.
Mortgage interest rates are headed up, but millions of Americans could still save. Do you believe a lower monthly mortgage payment is possible? Guaranteed Rate does, but you better act fast before rates go any higher. Go to rate.com or call 877-77-LOW-RATE today. Whether you're refinancing or buying a home, now's the time to lock in a low rate with Guaranteed Rate and see if you can save big. The best part? Our digital mortgage tools make the whole process simple. Plus, with Guaranteed Rate, you'll get a real live loan officer to talk to when you have questions or need help. Hurry, this may be your last chance to lock in a low mortgage rate before they go up any higher. Go to rate.com to start your digital mortgage application today. That's rate.com. Or call 877-77-LOW-RATE. Because if you believe, you will. Equal housing lender. Subject to credit approval. Savings, if any, vary. Restrictions apply. Company NMLS ID 2611. NMLSConsumerAccess.org.
You've got a busy fall ahead. There are football games to watch, pumpkin spice flavored foods to try, and you need a new Halloween costume. But don't worry. Whenever you need a brain break, your fiends are waiting for you. I mean, best fiends, of course. Best Fiends is the awesome match 3 style mobile puzzle game that you just can't put down. That's because Best Fiends is a matching game and an action-packed adventure game and a brain-boosting puzzle game all rolled into one. Best Fiends keeps you coming back for more because it's not just repetitive matching. It's a game with so much more. Because while you might start out with little baby versions of the characters, all of them grow and get more powerful the more you play the game. So it's easy to get attached to those little critters. Whether you're watching the game or hanging at a costume party this fall, keep your friends close and your fiends closer. Best Fiends. Download Best Fiends free from the App Store or Google Play today.
Play Best Fiends. Download free.
And welcome back. And my elf, I'm so glad you've landed in Florida because we've got some insider's insights to reveal.
In Florida. So it's an oasis here. I'm just going to say out loud, it's quite gorgeous. Nothing my little puppy likes more than taking a walk on the beach in the morning. Okay, so this question is from MMM733. I like the code, MMM733. All right, MMM733, here's what you say. Here say you. Hello, ladies. Reaching out with more questions, naturally. I think I confess my love for you guys enough. Okay, I'm just going to say, no, you don't. Never enough. MMM733, you can confess every day and it's good.
Nice.
So she adds, so I'm just going to jump into what I want to ask because I wouldn't be here if I didn't trust your opinion. Aw, thanks, MMM733.
So sweet.
If you have spiritual abilities, can you choose who or what you want to see? P.S. Fantastic ass question.
Yeah.
She didn't say fantastic ass question. That was me. She continues, I do not think I have the ability to see, but it scares me. I have specifically asked the universe to not show me what is there when I feel something in my space. But in all caps and only one T. But the reason why I'm asking... It took you a minute on that one, didn't you? You had to spell, but...
I was trying not to laugh.
You had to spell.
Trying not to laugh. I'm like, it's inappropriate.
You had to spell. But but the reason why I'm asking is because my coworker that I'm very close to is dying of lung cancer. Her and I have... I think it's she and I, but she said her and I. Her and I have talked a lot, and she let me know that she will be jumping soon. Way to catch the witch language.
Yeah, I like it.
Right? Way to go, MMM733. She's asked me to look after her husband that also works with us. She says we are cannabis cultivators in the legal market of Massachusetts. So I'm just going to say out loud, MMM sounded to me when I first saw it as medical marijuana, but I like how MMM733 said legal market in Massachusetts. You go. Medical marijuana, Massachusetts, MMM. And when she passes, I'll never get through this question. We're going to have to take another break by the time I get done. And when she passes, I would like to be a messenger for her to him. Mm. Isn't that sweet? With that being said, I believe the facility we work in has spirits. Yeah, I'm sure every facility people work in has spirits. I specifically asked them to leave me alone, which they have honored. I do believe they're friendly, and I don't mind if they're there. I just don't want to be bothered. Don't bother me.
Her friend comes through, and she's like, I cannot be bothered with you right now.
I cannot be bothered by you, spirit. She says, but if my coworker, Elaine, comes through, I want to talk to her. Mm. I want to see her. Can we pick and choose? Is that possible?
Mm.
I love this question so very much.
No, it's so open-hearted.
It is.
Yeah.
It is.
Yeah, it's extraordinary. So, you know, I'm interested in your take too, but my experience is that we can choose. And, you know, there are times when you really want to think about, instead of specifics, I don't want to see, don't show me, as opposed to asking, you know, a different question of the universe, like, show me how I can serve. Show me how I can facilitate healing on the planet. Show me how I can be my highest self. There are times when that, you know, from a soul's perspective, or maybe what we're, how we're engaging in our life, that would be a completely irresponsible plan for us, right? To be able to see spirits or something like that. If we're not, you know, in our complete faculties or something like that. It could be damaging to our earth journey and to our soul's path. And then there's other times when we just get scared. I think I may have shared a story that, you know, one of my dear friends, when she was little, first of all, when we met, someone told her I was a medium, and she came up to me, her eyes just big as saucers, and was like, "You talk to them?" I'm like, "Excuse me?"
Because aren't you supposed to?
Yeah, exactly. I'm like, it's kind of rude not to, right? And she said, she shut it down. So, and not unlike you, where she had made the request of the universe, "Stop it. Don't show me. I don't want to know." Now, when she was a little girl in her bedroom, her stuffed animals would fly around the room because they wanted to play with her. She is an extraordinary.
Can you teach me how to make that happen? What I would do.
I don't know how to do that.
Here's the thing. A, we would make a fortune and a lot of friends if we could make stuffed animals fly around a room. I bet people would pay to see that shit. I'd pay to see it. In fact, I'd pay myself to see it.
That's awesome. Yeah, it's pretty extraordinary, but it scared her, right? She was a little girl. And so she didn't know. She didn't know what the rules were. She just knew it was out of control, and she felt out of control. So she shut it down. And then, you know, since then, you know, working and to bring this up in a way that she could control when it was turned on and when it turned off. And I think, you know, I've shared the story before when I worked in the corporate world and started, you know, to train and, you know, spontaneously jumped out of my body one day after doing a pretty intensive meditation practice for 40 days, you know, like, you have to be able to maintain control over it. It's super important. So to this incredible, open-hearted questioning, I would say yes. And what you really want to do is drop into your own space, not only long to be of service and hope for your friend's ability to communicate with you, but also, you know, search within you, is this a good time for me to open my heart to connect with the other side? And you can control when that's open and when it's not. It doesn't mean that they won't have breakthrough times, but if you step in to declare this, it can be really, really helpful. So, you know, declare, you know, "Hey, Tuesdays, Thursdays from 2 to 4, I'm being silly, but, you know.
You're going to send out a Google Calendar invite to spirit.
Exactly.
That's what you're referring to.
Yes, you know how I do. That's exactly how I do my schedule. but just being clear, like, "Hey, I'm open for business and I'm not." Like, you can't be bothered at work. That's totally fair. You can't be bothered when you're driving. Although some people, AKA my elf, when she's driving, that's where she likes to get a lot of messages.
I do. It's a true story.
Yeah. But remember, a lot of times when you're driving, you're in a light trance, right? You're in a very light trance because, you know, you're just noticing, looking for things that are out of the ordinary. Like if things are just regular, you know, everyone's literally staying in their lane, you're fine.
It's actually why I love to drive.
Right.
It's why I drove 17 hours when I could have hopped on a plane. Plus I could take my dog, but it is, I love to drive because I am in a light trance. But I want to go back to a part of her question when she says, "Can you choose who or what you want to see?" So I want to address this in a, so you're saying yes, right? Of course you can.
You can make big declarative sentences and then we can break it down when we come back from this break.
Oh, bitch. You tricked me.
No, you did.
Yeah, I did.
We'll be right back. Talk about
it. Bienvenidos, mi gente. Gloria Estefan here. We are bringing Red Table Talk the Estefans to podcast. Just like our Red Table Talk sisters, we have brought three generations together to talk family, relationships, and social issues from the perspective of three fabulosas Latinas. Listen to Red Table Talk the Estefans podcast on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Brought to you by T-Mobile.
What's going on, everyone? This is Monica Jones.
And Meg Boggs. And we're the new hosts of UA Sweat the Details, the podcast from Under Armour and iHeartRadio. It's a show for women, by women, aimed to spotlight leading voices in today's fitness industry with science-focused conversations about sport and women's bodies.
That's right, Meg. And we have some exciting news to share. UA Sweat the Details is coming back for a brand new season. This season, we're bringing you more great conversations with trailblazers and experts who will help us better understand the science of sport and will give us the tools to work more efficiently with our bodies and in ways that will encourage lifelong fitness.
I'm the yes kind of trainer. I incorporate affirmations in my workouts to remind women to love themselves along the journey, not just when they get to the, well, there is no final destination. It's a journey.
Listen to UA Sweat the Details on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, it's Bethany Frankel, and on my podcast, Just Be with Bethany Frankel, I talk to people who have had non-traditional roots to get where they are. Each episode, you'll hear from disruptors like Kelly Ripa.
Nobody handed me anything, and I fought really hard for everything I had.
Sammy Hagar.
I didn't realize I was really building a brand. No one told me that you're building a brand.
And so many more.
Brought to you by St. Lucia.
It is time for St. Lucia for a vacation. Yay! St. Lucia's COVID-certified hotels, resorts, and villas are offering incredible savings right now. Sail along 100 miles of coastline, savor local cuisine, soak in the famed mud baths at the Sulphur Springs, zip line through the rainforest, scuba dive, and more. Safety is a priority, and St. Lucia has COVID protocols in place so you can travel with confidence.
St. Lucia, let her inspire you. Visit stlucia.org.
Welcome back from our break. And my elf, you were going to take us into some specifics, I think.
Well, I was, but I was also just going to add the fact that even though I called you a bitch, it's because I'm recording in a bathroom, so my potty mouth is worse. I think it's fair. Yeah, boom, boom, boom. So MMM733, when he or she, because I actually do not know gender on this, is about choosing who or what you want to see. So here's my take on it. And I'm going to speak from an experience where, you know, we all have the different Claires. Some Claires come easier to us than others. So I can't tell you the number of people who have asked me or my own desire to be able to actually see, because seeing is like that thing of what so many of us really want. So I'm not sure that it is that easy for people to bring that in. I think you can communicate. Like what I would say is, sure, you can turn on or off the communication. I don't know how you communicate with people, whether it's the smelly clair, whether you can actually hear, whether you can taste. Tasting's really fun unless it tastes like crap. Again, bathroom humor, potty humor. And did I say I'm recording in a bathroom?
My vibrationally sensitive elf. This is what I'd say. If you can... First of all, it's very traditional for mediums to want what they don't have. So if you see, you want to hear. If you hear, you want to feel. If you feel, you know, like, so that's just traditional. And if you can, if you have the ability to receive in one of the five clairs, you have the ability to develop others. And, you know, I always tell about the situation where, you know, typically I don't even remember anymore because it's so long ago, but typically I think I started seeing first. And then when I was walking in to, I'm literally walking to the front of a yoga studio to do a spirit messages. And I hear, we're not going to show you anything. I was like,
oh, you did?
I was like,
oh, I haven't heard that.
Oh yeah. I was like, excuse me. I'm having a heart attack as I'm walking in. Right. And into this completely silent room, I walk in because everyone's holding their breath. They want to hear from their loved ones, right? They're like, oh, and they're praying or meditating or whatever they're doing, like calling in all their spirits. We're not going to show you anything. I was like, okay, then like, I think I should leave then. I should just back out of here now, right? And they're like, no, we're going to talk to you. And so the reason I'm saying this is if you don't want to see, but it's okay for you to hear, like sometimes you can dictate that or work up to being able to dictate that. So you've shown me, but now I want to work on hearing. Now you've told me, now I want to work on feeling and sensing from just knowing. So you can work to develop these muscles. And I want to remind you of that in case there's one that's more comfortable for you.
Yeah, I think you're absolutely right. And it's really fun. I will tell you, early on, I was like, I wanted to see. Like seeing is believing, right? It's like, I want to see. That is not my most powerful clair. And there's a reason I think that they don't want me to see them because it screws me up. Like, because recently, my dad's been showing up a lot.
Yes.
Because of the work I'm doing in cybersecurity. And so we have a really long haul in the house and I keep my head down when I walk. So I'm looking for rebels turds because that's this kind of dog. She locks cars and she shits on the floor. Multi-talented dog. Hope Suzanne doesn't listen to this episode. It's her dog. And the other day I looked up and I dodged. And Suzanne knows now. She's like, who's there? What are you avoiding? I've avoided things that look like pillars, yeah. Like Roman pillars. You know, I've avoided what look like hanging lights before, like lanterns. I've avoided, it looks so real. I have dodged on the street in my car things that were running across that I thought was real. So actually not seeing as my primary clair is a good thing for me.
Yes. So your primary clair is hearing.
Yeah, hearing and clairsentience is another one. Like I feel messages. It's not just feeling other people's emotions and all that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. I can translate through my body.
And so you'll feel when the spirits come in.
Oh, I can totally feel that. I can also feel who they are.
Yeah.
So I learned like sensations. So they all have a different sensation. And I just feel them. It's kind of like, as clearly as you can tell somebody's face, I can tell them based on sensation.
It's frequency.
It's frequency, exactly. But seeing is fun, don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
This will be interesting for MMM 733. So I think that yes, you can turn things off and turn things on.
Mm-hmm. You can develop in a way that is easier or attractive to you if you choose to do that. There's no pressure.
You can also not be bothered.
You can also not be bothered. And I do feel like ultimately the question is, can I just hear from my friend and nobody else?
It is the question.
And you can make that request. To me, the best way to ensure that is to work through spirit guides.
Yeah. And you've done this for so long, like partially for a living, right? And not mm-hmm. fully, but there's been part mm-hmm. of it. And so you know this better than anybody, but I can just tell you that times that somebody's like, oh, hey, will you, like, mm-hmm. is there anybody out there for me? Talk to me, whatever. And like, you know, I do it for them because I know them, like them, love them. And more often than not, the one comes through that they want. But I'm telling you, there's still plenty of times that people don't, the ones that they want to come through, don't. And it's like, I can't do anything about that. Like, this is who showed up and the end,
yeah.
You know, it is the end. I don't know what else to tell them.
And people will judge you for that, just so you know. They will judge you as less than a medium for that. But that's not who I want to talk to. I bet not, but it's obviously who you need to talk to.
So. And that's usually how it worked out, yeah. Funny enough. I mean, it usually works out in a way where, because I say this all the time, one of my favorite things that you taught me. But truly, one of like so many of them, but in that top five of those things that I hold so dear in my life, and I really... like as part of who I've become is this, what you shared with me about the universe will give you what you need.
Yep.
And it doesn't mean abundance, folks. It will give you what you need. Like, don't think the universe is screwing the pooch because you're not, you know, getting checks in the mail, but giving you what you need are either like lessons, right? And sometimes those don't feel too good. You know, if you're asking for a spirit to come forward and they don't, because they're giving you what you need. And I think that is one of the most valuable pieces of advice that I think that you have ever bestowed upon your bathroom recording elf.
Thank you, my dear. So thank you for that summary, because I think it would be true for MMM 733.
For the love of God. It's MMM 733. If somebody has a name, we're going to call them by their name. Just like Elon Musk's child with all the letters and numbers in it. Got to call the kid the name.
Hey, from the dyslexic one who never even saw it, I'm scrambling this in my brain, okay? I fought two accidents in construction to be here. The best I can do.
Oh my gosh. You guys, I hope you all know that we went lengths to record this episode for y'all.
You have no idea.
Whether I'm sitting in a bathroom or Brenda's pissed off driving.
But the thing is, we love this question because it's so brilliant and so thoughtful and so sensitive. But I hope coming out of it, you can really feel that you are in charge and what you want to do with it, you can do with it. And when we do run into spirit, when we're uncomfortable, remember you are in charge and you can say, no, not now.
And my last piece that I just have to say
yes.
is even if there's an expectation that somebody has, don't try to fake it. Don't try to force it. Just don't do it. Because people do. And I know they do because I hear people that, you know, are willing something to happen and they'll confuse something. They'll do. So don't be uncomfortable. Don't make yourself uncomfortable.
Because you never want to disappoint someone, but you also, karmically, you're accountable.
Yeah, you are.
So that's real.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. All right.
Okay, I think we did it.
I'm trying to think of a really good potty joke, but I'm not quite sure I have one.
Thank you for your patience.
And I'm going to wipe out now. That's the only one I had.
Thanks for listening, everybody. And remember.
And remember.
Our school is hard.
Without recording in a bathroom and the other side.
Thanks, everybody.
Thanks, everybody.
Oh, my God.
Thanks for joining us, everyone.
Hit us up on Instagram at Other Side Guides or shoot us a note at othersideguides@iheartradio.com. And you can even call us at 833-22-GUIDE to leave us a message.
We want to know what you think. We want to know what you know. And we want to hear your stories.
And remember,
Earth School is hard
without the other side. Insider's Guide to the Other Side is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.